ABC Radio Australia.
Starting in Fiji this morning, where the third COVID-19 death has been recorded and a major hospital has been put into lockdown. And I'm joined now by reporter Liam Fox with updates on this. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Jordan.
Liam, tell me, what is the latest with this latest death and the lockdown hospital in Lautoka?
Well, the Fijian media report is reporting that a 53-year-old man died from COVID-19 at the Lautoka Hospital late yesterday. It's being reported by both the Fiji Times and FBC News. The Fiji Times says the health secretary, Dr. James Fong, confirmed the death to it and that the announcement was delayed, the confirmation was delayed to this morning because relatives needed to be informed. The man who died was among the four new cases of coronavirus that were announced yesterday. He was admitted to the hospital for a surgical procedure and is believed to have passed the virus on to the two doctors whose infections were announced earlier this week. Those local reports say the man refused to have swabs and COVID tests on two occasions after developing symptoms. Before his death was confirmed at the daily press conference yesterday, Dr. James Fong said the man's condition had begun to deteriorate yesterday and he was moved into the intensive care unit, swabbed for COVID-19 and returned a positive result. Dr. Fong said it's not yet known how he contracted the virus before passing it on to the two doctors, so tracing is ongoing. Dr. Fong also yesterday restated his belief that there are still many more unidentified cases of the virus out there in the community. Meanwhile, for the Lautoka Hospital itself, it has been placed into lockdown. Around 400 patients and staff are being quarantined at the facility. Staff who had gone home after working yesterday have been recalled to the facility. They're going to stay there, be isolated there while more testing is done. It has been closed to the public and is now what authorities called a dedicated COVID-19 facility. And police and soldiers have, quote, ring-fenced the hospital, keeping it secure, keeping it closed off from the public. And no doubt we're going to hear more details when the daily press briefing is held by Dr. Fong later today.
Yeah, definitely a very concerning developments there in Fiji. And as our listeners probably know, Fiji is coming to its end of its two-week sort of containment zone and lockdown. So we'll definitely be keeping across those press updates to see whether or not it either continues or they are released from that despite these concerning developments. Liam Fox, thank you very much for bringing us those updates.